meet this afternoon to attempt to make progress on common coronavirus testing and vaccine strategies during a scheduled video conference. The move comes as the second wave of the virus takes firm hold in Europe, with a big increase in infections, hospitalizations and deaths. In Belgium, admissions to hospital hit a one-day record of 743 today, bringing to more than 6,000 the number of coronavirus patients in hospital there. Meanwhile, France is introducing a four-week nationwide lockdown starting tomorrow, and Germany is closing all bars, restaurants and other social venues until the end of next month. We've been talking to Robert Madeleine, a former Director General of the EU Commission's Health Division. What I asked him was likely to be the response of EU leaders to this second wave of the virus.
The first thing I'd say is when the European leaders get together, it's not an international conference, it's an executive body. Their job is to decide to do things together, and sometimes they fail. In an area like health, which is very sensitive national politics, there is a hesitation. But I think now that we face a terrible second wave in all of our countries, this will be the beginning of a decision to do more clearly together what needs to be done.
And what do you think we might expect to see this time round that was absent during the earlier wave back in the spring and early summer?
So the first crucial thing, where the European Commission put out some ideas already last night, is we have to keep borders open for important work-related travel and important health and other products to keep the food and health chains, for example, in Europe running for customers.
And that, on the other hand, is balanced by what we've heard from the World Health Organization, others suggesting that actually what may be needed are stricter travel and transport controls between countries and even between regions.
So I think that the two go together. Last time we had no practical management at the border and 40-mile tailbacks. Now we have better testing processes for people. So we need to agree that we recognize each other's tests as valid and let people with a clean recent test go through the border when they also have a certificate that they're going to work and not on holiday. I think we now have the means to do that sort of smooth transition for the people who ought to continue to travel.
We heard President Macron last night. He spoke to the French people and he warned of a second wave, he said, which, according to the scientific evidence that's becoming available to the French authorities, a second wave that will be longer and much more deadly. I mean, is that what we should be braced for at this stage before we get to any stage where we can talk about vaccines or beginning to roll back this infection?
So this advice that he quoted is also coming up in different national settings. I've seen it in Belgium, I've seen it in the England and Wales setting, maybe elsewhere. And so, yes, I think we do need to expect that this wave is going to peak higher than the first wave, and it may run on longer. The vaccines, we don't yet know when they'll come online. The most optimistic producers that I've talked to hope to be able to get some vaccines into the arms of priority patients by Christmas. But that's quite optimistic. But as soon as that starts rolling out, we begin to flatten the curve. We begin to get ahead of the infection in respect of the most vulnerable populations. So it's a race against time.
And that was Robert Madeleine, former head of the European Commission's Health Division.